invisible condition. So then, how can this Krishna consciousness come about? Prahlad Maharaj said, Naisam matista vadaru kramangrem sprisyatanata pagamo yatata malahi asham spadarado bishekam niskinchananam nani brita yavat. The living beings in this world are covered by anatta, unwanted desires and ignorance. How will these unwanted desires go away? How will they become free from anatta and ignorance? Oh, there is only one way. Only one way. What is that? Until the jivas of this world, they surrender themselves unconditionally at the lotus feet of the Mahat, pure devotee, liberated, transcendental, holy master, spiritual guru, unless they surrender themselves unconditionally at the lotus feet of such a person and pray for their mercy, hearing their instructions and carrying them out to the best of their ability in their life. This is the meaning. To smear the entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav. That means to surrender unconditionally to him and follow his instructions completely. Until the jiva does this, then the anattas and ignorance in the heart, which are the cause of his eternal ruination, they will never ever disappear.
Thank you. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu became more and more
furious.
Furious. Yes. Very much furious. And he told that, I know so many medicines. If anyone has some
injury
in his hand and it has been so much rotten, that doctor advises that it should be cut out, otherwise he will die. Then it should be cut out. Even whole hand, even leg, to survive you. So he is Bans Kulangar. His dynasty is very pure. But I don't know how this bad fellow come in our dynasty. He will ruin our whole dynasty. I want that he should be at once killed. Oh, my generals, you should hear. And at once you should kill him. I don't like a son like him. Falling to follow his orders, all the generals tried to cut him or to do anything to kill him, but they could not. Mad elephant was told to crush, but when elephant come and touched, at once he ran away very far away. He was taken to ocean and it was thrown in the ocean. But anyhow, anyone came, a very black boy came, tricky, and he took him in his lap and he took him on the coast. It was thrown from the high peaks of mountains, but he also said that he was saved. Or so many snakes were. But he was okay. Even so much poisons were given. But he was still alive. There was a sister of Hiranyakashipu. She has any bone from anywhere that she will not be burnt in fire. So she was called and Hiranyakashipu requested, my dear sister, you are very helpful. So take this boy in your laps and enter in fire so that he may die and you should come out. So did happily. Big fire was made there, and when fire was on his
full flame,
she took Prahlad Maharaj in her laps and entered, and at once he was burnt and Prahlad came very, very soon out of. Nothing was done. So he was trying, but anyhow, he was not putting to death. Then he feared, it may be that he will be the cause of my death. And he was now thinking what to do. In the meantime, the two Shandamark, the priests, told him, that don't be worry. Our father is now anywhere, gone to for austerities. Oh, in a few days, in a couple of days, he will return. And then we will tell all these things to him and he will make something that he will be controlled. So wait till. And we are taking him to school. Oh, they took him to again to school. And they were teaching him. But he was not hearing anything. What he has heard in the womb of our mother from Narada Rishi. He was always chanting, remembering Krishna. One day, the teachers told Prahlad, oh, very you are intelligent. Oh, in a job you are going for 1-2 hours outside, and in the meantime you should be monitor and look after these boys so that they should not quarrel themselves. When they went, in the meantime, all the children became independent and they were going to play here and there. But strictly Prahlad Maharaj called them all. Oh, listen, I want to tell something to you. And then he began to speak something. And what was? Oh, you can speak something. Kumar Acharit Prak.
So, Prahlad Maharaj requested them, please listen me. The boys told, oh Prahlad, we are quite young.
No, first. Kumar Acharita Pragyum. This should be translated.
I told Kumar Acharita Pragyum.
Prahlad was instructing them, oh my dear boys, hear me. From very beginning
of childhood,
you should chant and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So, please chant and remember Supreme Personality Godhead from beginning of your age.
I am also telling you all boys and girls, those who are there and they are young boys there, they are not listening. They are talking mundane talks with their friends. I am watching them. Who are they? From here I am. Where is Gopna? Where is the son of my dear?
Kirtan.
Where is Kirtan? I want here. And his friends, very nearer to me. Oh, your friends, very nearer. And other time you should come. I like you so much. You should come here. And your friends should come here. You. Oh, you should come here, very, very nearer to me. And always you should be here with me. Also, in my room also, you should be serving me. Come on. Don't laugh. I want to help all and to inspire all these boys. Oh, come on here. Oh, instead of you are representative of your father. He promised me to come, but your father, mother could not come. And also, there are some young boys. All. I want that they should come to me. Nearer, very. Oh, you. Oh, you should all come and hear.
In the play yesterday, they were the gods. Those boys played the gods in the play yesterday.
So you should come and hear. Oh, the gods of yesterday, gods. All gods should come. Oh, yes, these boys.
And please be bodyguard of Gurudev. Please come here.
Always I want to see you with me in my classes. No. Sit down there. I will be very happy. Very, very happy.
So, Prahlad Maharaj instructing his friends. Oh, please listen me. Kaumarat acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatanih. Durlabho manusa janmo tadappa dhruvam arthadam. Someone must chant and remember.
What is the meaning this? Eta bole ta pare ota bola.
So Prahlad Bhai is interacting. So
from very beginning, or even from age of 4 or 5, all should chant
and
remember.
Why? Because durlabho manuso janmo, the human life is very, very rare. In this world, there are 8.4 million species. Among them, only human lives, only 400,000. So, this is very, very rare. And tadappa dhruvam arthadam, none can say when death will come for whom. So, by this human being, human life only, we can do bhajan. Other than human life, none can do bhajan. So, please, chant and remember Krishna from your beginning of your life.
They told that we will be old and then we have enough time to chant and remember. Now we should play. Then he is again telling.
Friends told, oh Prahlad, why you are so early? Teacher is not here. Let us play. We are quite young. Why will be old? Then we shall chant Krishna name. Don't worry. No, not possible. When you will be old, you could not fix your mind in Krishna consciousness. What to say about Krishna consciousness? If you want to be expert in any art, even if you want to be a very big businessman or a doctor or an engineer, you have to start your education from beginning. If you thought, or if any parents thought, oh, I should not send my child in school now. When he will be old, then I shall send him in school. Then his whole life, up to his death, he never be an engineer or a doctor or a businessman. Not possible. So if not possible in material life, how possible in spiritual life?
If anyone is telling that in old days I will chant, remember, then he told that there is no guarantee that he will be old. Even in after couple of days he may die. Old will never come and he will die. So better to remember and chant from very beginning of life. Don't wait for old days. Also something is there, that if easily the happiness is coming by the impression of past lives, without anything, all sufferings are coming. In this way, if you have done something good for in your last life, this happiness also bound to come. What I told. You should stand up. Only one word.
Gurudev is explaining that the happiness and distress, whatever we face in this our life, is actually predestined because of our previous karmas. So we cannot make any change in that. If we have no fortune or wealth and we may endeavor so much, that doesn't make any difference. If it is not written for us, it will never come to us. And on the other side, if there is so much fortune and wealth written for us, it will automatically come without even making any endeavors for it.
Then Prahlad Maharaj told, you know, our age of our human life, 100.
Suppose
the average age of our human life, 100 years. Among 100 years, we spend our 50% of life, means 50 years, by sleeping only. We used to work in daytime and take rest night time. And when we are small boy, in our childhood, boys are now is playing in his mother's lap and again he's sleeping. So all completely, all total, we spend our 50 years by sleeping only. So 100 years minus 50 years remain only 50 years. Among these 50 years, from 80 to 100, means 20 years, is useless. You could not do anything at that time. And to whom you brought up, you nourish your child, now your daughter-in-law has come, you have grandchild. Then tell, oh, why this old person is not going today? He is coughing all day night. My child could not sleep properly. Always mucus he is spitting here and there. He could not sleep in proper place. So better he can die than you will be happy. To whom you nourish, to whom you give birth, they are using the sarcastic word for you. So from 80 to 100 is quite useless. So you could not fix your mind at that time. So one Vaishnava poet has told, Krishna tadya pada pankaja panjarantam advaiva visatu manasa raja hansa prana prayana samaye kafabata pittai kantha varadaran vidaste bhajanankutaste. Oh Krishna, I want my mind will be fixed in your lotus feet immediate. Why? Because when old age will come, then too much mucus, you could not utter even Krishna Nam properly. And at that time, too much pain. So there is no hope that I can chant your name. So if I practice from beginning, then at the end of my life, your name must remember in my come in my mind, then my life will be successful. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, please start from beginning. So 50 years by sleeping and 20 years is useless due to old age. So 50 plus 20, 70, remain on 30. So if you want to an expert in this material world, at least we have to give your 20 years from your birth to 20 years, then you will be an expert person to maintain your life. So 50 years by sleeping, 20 years as a useless due to old age, and 20 years being an expert. So 50 plus 20, 70, plus 20, 90. Only remain 10 years. So when you will do bhajan? And among these 10 years, you have so many desire, countless desire. I have to marry. I have to make a big business. I have to make so much money. I want a good wife. I want good kids. So when you do bhajan? So if you begin from your childhood, then you can do bhajan properly. So please listen and do bhajan. They told Prahlad, our guru, Sandayanavarka, they never taught all these things. From where you learn all these things? Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, they are not qualified to teach all these things. I have learned from my Gurudev. Oh, you have learned from your Gurudev? Who is your Gurudev? Prahlad Maharaj replied, Narad Rishi is my Gurudev. Then Prahlad Maharaj narrated the whole story when he was in mother womb. Then demigod, king of demigods Indra want to kill his mother because at that time Hiranyakashipu was in Mandarachal doing some austerity. So Indra invaded the demons and caught her.
Because he was in womb.
At that time, he was in his womb, in her womb. Narada Rishi told, oh, Indra, why you are taking this lady? Oh, I don't want to kill him, but he, the very powerful son of Hiranyakashipu, now at present in her womb. When she will give birth, then I shall kill the boy, not to her. Narada Rishi replied, you are not able to kill him. None can kill him. He is a good devotee. Hearing this, Indra did parikrama to my mother and give up her. Then Narada Rishi, being causeless merciful, kept my mother in his ashram. And Narada Rishi used to give so many instructions. So I learned all these things from Narada Rishi, and due to nature of woman, my mother forget everything. So, but I remember everything by causeless mercy of my Gurudev. So, how to do bhajan? Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Panenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam Kisaradhanenacha. Listen. Guru Susru Saya Bhakta, you have to surrender yourself the lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev. Moreover, you have to be always in good association, and which you have to surrender everything to Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor, arpilu tuapade nanda kishor. Which I have, which belongs to me, my body and mind, wealth, everything, I am surrendered to yourself. We have our heart. We have to surrender our heart to Krishna through bona fide Gurudev, being always good association. Then, what will be the result? Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhan Larbhar Paninacha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam. You have to be always in good association. Then you will always in good association. If you do so, then it's okay. If you not do, then you could not do proper bhajan. So, Prahlad Maharaj instructing us, we have to be always in good association. If we are in good association, there is no chance of offense. So you have to defense for make offense, not to do any offense. So Prahlad Maharaj instructing us all these things.
Thank you.
So last thing, we shall listen from Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Bancha kalvataru bhaskya kipa sindhu bhaye vacha paitanam bhavan.
After this, all pious became very attached to Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, you should repeat me. And Prahlad Maharaj was doing, oh, stand up. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. From his royal palace he heard, from where this sound is coming? And he came running with his club and sword. He came and stopped this nonsense and became very furious, and he began to chastise his son, but useless. He could not anything. In the meantime, he told? From where? You are taking this energy. And why your source is strong?
So now, Hiranyakashipu was
in that tone,
very, very angry.
And he began you should give the danda to him.
He was so angry, and he approached his small boy. Don't you know who I am? I am so powerful. All the demigods everywhere, they're all afraid of me. They're all falling at my feet and they're offering prayers to me. Everyone is afraid of me. But you are not afraid of me. From where do you get your strength? So then Prahlad Maharaj, without any fear at all, he said, my strength, your strength, and everyone's strength, it all comes from the same place. From Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Hiranyakashipu became more angry. Why are you always talking about a powerful person, a supreme lord, other than myself? I am the controller of everything. Why are you always talking about someone greater than me? So if there is such a Vishnu, I would like to see him now when I take my sword and I separate your head from your body. Where is your lord? Prahlad Maharaj said, my lord, he is everywhere, in all places, inside and out.
Even in your heart, he is everywhere.
He's everywhere. Does that mean that he's in this pillar? And he indicated one stone pillar very close by. Prahlad Maharaj, he looked at the pillar. And he has transcendental vision. He could see, yes, my lord is there. His lord is there, waiting. He said, let us see your Lord protect you now. And he began to curse Prahlad Maharaj with so many harsh words. Just then, out of anger, he took his fist. And only with his fist, he punched the pillar. And the pillar cracked. Oh, nothing happening. Then he turned to Prahlad Maharaj and he began to curse him and he was about to kill him. But just then, from within the stone pillar came a very tremendous sound.
Oh!
Just then, at that very moment, everyone was wondering, where is that sound coming from? All over the universe, so many demigods, even elephants in the jungle, they started to cry and run in fear all over the universe. And Hiranyakashipu was looking here and there. Where did that sound come from? Where did that sound come from? And then he looked at the stone pillar and an amazing creature burst out from the stone. It was not a human being and not an animal. His body was like a human being with many, many arms and celestial weapons. And his head was like a lion. Hiranyakashipu was looking towards this creature and thinking, what kind of creature is this? From where did he come? But then he realized, oh, I have a benediction from Brahma. So whoever he is, whatever he is, wherever he came from, I can kill him. He cannot kill me. So then Hiranyakashipu, taking his sword and club, he immediately ran at that creature, whoever it was, just like a small moth goes directly into blazing fire. A fight ensued.
Sometimes, was your sword set down? Oh my dear. Any fairy, you can see.
So sometimes they were fighting, and Lord Nrisimhadev would catch this Hiranyakashipu, just like Garuda catches a serpent in his beak. At that time, all the demigods who had been kicked out of their homes and were suffering so much, they were saying, Jai, Jai! But then at the next moment, when Hiranyakashipu would slip out from the grip of Lord Nrisimhadev, then all the demigods would be, and they would be very much afraid, and they would call out, quickly, kill him, quickly! In this way, Lord Nrisimhadev was enjoying the great mellows of a very good fight, sometimes catching him and sometimes letting him go. And all the demigods were perturbed. But just then, the time came when the sun was setting. It was neither the day or the night. He was not outside or inside, but on the threshold of the house. It was not in any year or month. It was in a leap year. It was not on the earth or in the sky, but he caught Hiranyakashipu and kept him on his lap. And then, not with any weapons, only using his nails, he burst open the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu and tore out his intestines. And roaring ferociously, he made a garland of his intestines, and Hiranyakashipu was his disappearance day.
Very good. So, in a moment, that demon was killed. Oh, Krishna is so powerful. The power of Krishna is Nrisimhadev. He can save all devotees, those who are sincere. We should not fear from anything. Whether lady devotees or male devotees, always they should be strong. Krishna is always saving by Nrisimhadev and by his chakra. The chakra is himself Nrisimhadev. So anyhow he saved Maharaj Ambarish also like this. Great sage like Brahmavadi or Durvasa was running everywhere. And at last he came and he was begging excuse in the Lord's feet of Ambarish Maharaj. So don't fear, but be sincere. Then Krishna will save you. So Prahlad Maharaj will say, Nrisimhadev will save you. After that he was killed. Demigods, Brahma, Shankara and all were there. Lakshmi was also, oh, very far away there, looking after Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev. Oh, he was so furious that flames from his hair were coming here and there. And he was at that time very, angry, so much angry. So Brahma and Shankar, they told to Lakshmi Devi, we cannot go to him to pacify him. Please, you should go. Oh, at that time, I cannot go. I myself also, I cannot go. Then they told to Prahlad, oh, son Prahlad, you should pacify your father, Nrisimhadev. Oh, without fear, he ran away and jumped in the laps of Nrisimhadev. Now Nrisimhadev at once became like a fire who was in flame, like
pulled down.
Extinguished. So when he jumped in the lap of Nrisimhadev, oh, his all anger and everything went on. And tears in eyes coming. It was coming on the head of Prahlad. He told to Prahlad, Ocean Prahlad, I made late. And you will have to suffer so much. You had. Now, I want that I should give some benediction to you. Because my darshan is amok. So, I want to give you something. Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, very little baby, like 5 years, but very
bored.
So he told, I'm not a businessman to take anything. Oh, like some dollars and giving and taking something. I'm not like a business person. Those who are like business, they are really not bhakt. Krishna has also told, I have told you so many times. So we should not ask anything from Krishna. Love is pure love. Oh, loves want to give always everything to love her, beloved. So we should try to serve him without any self gain. Then that transcendental love can come in your heart. So don't ask from him. He knows everything. He will do automatically what he wants. So don't ask any boon or anything. Then he told that, I'm not businessman. I don't want to take anything. Then he told that, even I want to give you. He told that, you should give me a bone that my all worldly desires should go away. Oh, there are gone, nothing to give like this. So you should ask another one. Then he told that my father should be liberated. Oh, your father is liberated.
Already.
Because if a devotee like you, Uttam Mahabhagavatam, then 21 generation are liberated. And if Madhyamatikari really, then 14 generation. And if a devotee, even Kanisht, but very strong, Kanisht even, chanting name, then his seventh generation will be liberated. So don't you worry for this. Your father has been liberated. After that he told that, even you should ask anyone. Then he told that, I know that all world, all the persons, jivas, are very unfortunate to forget you. And now, from life to life, they are suffering. I want to take all these sufferings and to test it forever. And instead of that, all the persons should be liberated. You should give them benediction. Then he told that, oh, I'm giving this bone. That not all, but those who are always discussing this very pastimes of myself and your, they will be liberated. And they will be in Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha. So if anyone here, and be like Prahlad, even not Prahlad, but even hearing, oh, Krishna will give some benediction, that he will be next time birth, he will be pure devotee. And after that, gradually he will
develop.
Gaur Prema. Now you should be ready. Just now, your drama should come at once. So that when there is light, in this we will do drama, and after that, at once Abhishek and Aarti and everything of finishing the day.
Hare Krishna.